In this section, we discover how different sectors are trying to emerge out of lockdown and the effect that the lockdown has had. We hear how hospitals are trying to restart non-emergency procedures, how pub owners are adjusting their ways of working, and how Norwich Market is trying to find a workable solution to cope with social distancing. On the financial side, we find that Aviva are expecting to pay out millions of pounds, and some families who have been hardest hit get help with their council tax bill. But first, we learn that Norfolk has been given millions of pounds and a key role in coronavirus testing.
Norfolk has been named as one of 11 pilot areas which will play a key role in the government's effort to use testing and tracing to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And council leaders say that will be a vital step in helping people in the country return to their day-to-day lives. Councils will get a share of £300 million to help develop and put in place plans to reduce the spread of the virus and control outbreaks. The Department of Health and Social Care on Friday announced that each local authority will be given cash to come up with tailored outbreak control plans, working with the NHS and others. The plans will focus on identifying and containing potential outbreaks in places such as workplaces, housing complexes, care homes and schools. As part of this work, Norfolk County Council will need to make sure testing is effectively done in high-risk locations. It will work closely with the National Test and Trace Service, which includes the rollout of mobile phone application, local NHS and other partners. The money Norfolk will get will be ring-fenced. Norfolk County Council will be working with Norfolk and District Breckland, Broadland, Great Yarmouth, West Norfolk, Norfolk and South Norfolk.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, James Paget University Hospital, JPUH, and the Queen Elizabeth in King's Lynn, the QEH, have continued to treat people with life-threatening conditions such as cancer during the pandemic. But thousands of non-emergency procedures have been delayed. There were just under 75,000 patients waiting to start treatment at Norfolk's hospitals in March. On Thursday, the hospital said that patients were likely to have to wait longer than usual, and carrying out treatments would depend on any future coronavirus outbreaks. But patients at the top of some waiting lists are now being contacted. David Savory from Acle was meant to have a hip operation in March, but that was delayed because he had a chest infection which made him vulnerable. "The NHS has been absolutely fantastic with me," the 64-year-old said. "The surgeon rang me up to tell me why they couldn't do the March operation and to tell me I was priority. He's been isolated in his house for 6 months as he is unable to get over the step at his front door." The NNUH plans to reopen its day procedure unit and do some endoscopy by the end of May. Meanwhile, the QEH has restarted orthopaedic operations, and the JPUH has begun some operations too. All hospitals have created zones to separate patients who have coronavirus symptoms from those who do not.
Many pubs have a date circled in the calendar for when they plan to dust off their beer glasses. July the 4th is when many are planning to reopen, with preparations including altered menus and personal protective equipment, PPE, Wetherspoons announced this week what its plans are, and independent pubs across Norfolk also shared their thoughts. Staff at the White Horse in Croswick took the decision when lockdown was announced that they would move out of their homes and into the pub. Landlady Charlene Dashwood and chef Fiona Moore decided the best way to serve takeaway at the lowest health risk was to move and live in on site and reduce exposure. We wanted to be able to minimise contact as much as possible. When it comes to running our takeaway service, we answer the phones, we cook the food, and we also take out the food to the customer, Miss Moore said. The Fat Cat Brewery tap in Norwich's Lawson Road has also been open for takeaways during the lockdown. Landlord Mark White said reopening, which is a little bit optimistic, will be July the 4th. We'll see staff in PPE and working in zones.
On Monday, Mark Wright, chairman of Norfolk Market Traders Association, said the body and Norwich City Council were working on a plan for the market to iron out shared concerns over how its narrow aisles would facilitate the government's social distancing rules. Made up in a grid layout, many of the market's alleys measure roughly 2 metres wide, meaning that queues forming at market stalls, and particularly those opposite each other, could be problematic. And speaking on Radio 5 Live on Tuesday morning, he said he had a meeting on Wednesday with Matthew Packer, City Council Cabinet Member with responsibility for the market, and another virtual meeting with market managers later in the week. The market is a grid of lanes, he said, and there are fixed stalls, so social distancing really is the main thing we're worried about, how we can trade and keep people safe. Traders are absolutely desperate to be back, straining at the leash. We're all desperate to come back now. It's a worry that people won't be able to recover from this.
Aviva, which employs around 5,000 people in Norwich, warned that the pandemic has led to unprecedented uncertainty, which could adversely impact results, such as investment performances and remittances. Aviva said, based on the analysts as at April the 30th, our estimate of COVID-19 related claims in our general insurance businesses incorporating notified and protected claims is 160 million net of reinsurance. This is based on estimated claims in business interruption insurance and other commercial lines and travel insurance, and allows for favourable impacts in other product lines. The businesses, which has an office based in Surrey Street, has also made contributions worth 43 million to various funds and charities in a move to support the public. Aviva added that claims coming from life insurance, mortality and longevity will broadly be offset by other businesses. Maurice Tulleth, Aviva Group Chief Executive Officer, said, at March the 31st, our estimated solvency ratio remains strong at 182%. And incorporates COVID-19 related impacts. The economic outlook remains uncertain and will affect our businesses. However, the strength of our capital and liquidity means we are well positioned to manage the crisis and continues to support our customers.
More than 2,000 households in Norwich have seen their council tax bills reduced to zero, with more than 1,200 to follow in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. Towards the end of March, the government announced funding to councils to pass on to people who already receive support with their council tax, recommending that they take further £150 off their 2021 bills. But Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said that those who were eligible for help would have their 2020-21 bills reduced to zero. A total of 2,191 households have benefited so far, with a further 1,229 to follow. Mr. Waters said this has been and continues to be an incredibly difficult time for everyone. The way the city has responded to the call to stay home, to adapt services to meet changing demands, make sure people have the food and medicines they need, is truly remarkable,